flag, or with plane 66, but I'm going to try and get a little bit of where the scarf overlaps the north of the beach. I can't see much of it. All I could get was three frames of that. Now I'm picking up the South Massif.
Jack Schmidt changing the film magazine in his camera.
Okay, how are you coming, Jack?
Okay. I ought to put that in there so you got room for your camera.
You got a final frame count there, Dean.
Okay. I'm all set.
Okay, Bob, when I finished the South Pacific, I was on 94, and I took, now I'm on 99, I took five more pictures back over to the northeast.
Copy that. Assume you guys are ready to go by now.
They were all with the lens. Yes, sir. They were all with the lens cap off.
Splendid.
Okay.
Okay, and Jack, what's the heading say? And we'll,
why don't you pick that ID?
We'll get the reading we need for the nav update. If you can give us the heading right now.
Heading is 4. Let Gene do it for you.
Okay.
I got some parallax. I think it's 4-1 though.
What you looking at?
The heading 4-3. 0-4-3 is what I gave earlier.
Yeah, we were wondering if it drifted while we were there, because we're going to give you now.
Going
to give you one to update it to if it's drifted at all.
Okay, it did drift. 041 is a good number.
Okay, stand by.
We'll get a picture back at station 4, which is the crater Shorty.
I'm strapped. You like the drift, huh?
Great.
Okay, dead, gummit.
Estimated driving time, 16 minutes.
Every time. Okay, let's go. All right, sport. I'm going to head,
we didn't really do all the things we wanted to do, but I think we did everything we could.
We did everything we wanted
okay,
to.
Okay, let's get ready to roll.
High line stereo. Okay, Bob. Oh.
You got the TGE camera on the low gain and 060.
You get the Nomen in?
Did you get it?
Wait a minute.
You stood the after. It's not sitting out there.
No, I thought I had it. Did you stick it in? You did?
Yeah, I stuck it in.
I got it. Okay. We can look back.
Bob?
I sure thought I handed it to you.
You did, and I put it in.
Okay, that's good.
Okay, whoo, boy, rest the old hand.
Okay, we have recommendation for minimum to you, Jack.
Double. I think I am in minimum.
Jack,
I am all right.
Yeah, I'll go to minimum. Yes, I will.
And give us a mark rolling, please.
Yeah, Bob, I gave you one. We've been rolling for about 30 seconds.
Copy that.
We're at 087, 12, 087 and 5.9 on the range.
Copy that. and the drive to station 4 will be nominal, and we'll get a rover sample at about 094 and 5.1. But it'll be the track as indicated on the map in the cup checklist.
Okay. Go on to Shorty. Okay. On our way. You got your checklist there?
Yeah, I got it in front of me.
Okay.
And they're heading to 069. Well, around,
I got it.
I know where we're
close.
I know we're to that band, but I know where we're going. My next is 0945.1 is what I want for that sample.
Yeah.
Zero what?
I think he said 0945.1.
Amen.
The 052 is what's normal. What's the sample again, Bob?
5.1. 0945.1.
Oh, okay. That's the heading. All right.
Yeah.
09451.
Yeah, got it.
Good drive by this big rock.
I'm looking at it and can't see it. I can't see what now. The crew shines into my eyes.
Looks like one of the great wretches.
Big, 3 to 4 meter block out here all by itself. On the light mantle, I got some pictures. It was at 0885.6.
Okay, copy that.
And it looked like a great breccia. I'm not sure, though. It was just all I could see was the surface texture, and it had the nodular or elongate nodular texture that those breccias had up on the south of my seat.
Okay, copy that, Jack.
Where are you, Shorty? And the battery temperatures are 100 and 130.
Copy that.
Okay, Bob, as far as any of the things we talked about trying to see at the surface, dynamics or variation of the light mantle, I think you've heard it all. There isn't much to say about the dynamics right now. I have a feeling that the surfaces are old enough that all those kind of detailed relationships have been obscured. Telenine is just about the same all over here. It varies, but there's no systematics that I've seen.
Okay, copy that. Did we ever see a rover flag come up when you got the high temperatures there on the battery? You seen the flag up yet?
No, you didn't. No, you did not.
Okay.
You did not.
That may be telling us something, we hope. Press on.
And Ron Evans and America are about 13 and a half minutes away from loss of signal on the 29th lunar revolution. Ron will be getting his evening meal within a few minutes. And in about an hour and a half, we'll begin his rest period.
Ought to cut left up here a little bit.
Yeah, I think so.
Ooh! So, keep her going.
Good Lord, was that big aspect ratio of that little thing.
Yeah. That's what they call a pit grater. Hey, can you swing a little bit? Let me get that fragment crater. See the one on your left there? Crater seen up here. That's your picture?
Okay, Bob, we're at 0905.3 for a quick rover sample of a very, very fragmental crater. The ejecta is about 50% small angular fragments. What's different than we've seen before in terms of the type of patterns?
Okay, copy.
And that's in bag 41 Yankee.
Copy that.
And we're on our way.
Great.
Mr. Jansen?
Yeah.
LMD train count is 15.
Copy that.
About 30 seconds stop. Okay, 094. I'm 0905.3 now, Bob. We're heading towards your stop.
Okay, 0905.
Yeah, like. Bob, I couldn't tell whether that was just, it looked like that might have been a crater that got to bedrock. There may have been a high point, or let's say a thin point in the light mantle, and it got down to bedrock. But I can't, it's the most blocky rim crater we've seen for a long time.
See, all these others are nowhere near that.
Yeah. It was about 15 meters in diameter. Bob, there are no obvious lineations at the scale we can observe on the light mantle. I think the pan photography and the metric stuff may be what you'll have to use for any directional trends out in here, depending on what we decide the origin is. Bob, you still reading?
Roger, we're still reading you, Jack.
Okay, are you reading us through the limb or through the low gain?
As far as I can tell, we're reading you through the low gain. It's been working just great tonight, Gino.
Okay, that's great.
Tonight?
Because I just scraped bottom on the La Crew, and it's still working. I'm glad to hear that. 0.93 and 5.2, we're almost there. I'll be right in the rim of that crater.
Okay, and 17, the word from the back room is with that last rover sample you got, we'd like to go straight to station 4, and we won't get the one here at 094 and 5.1, excuse me.
Bob, I thought the purpose was to sample the light mantle.
I agree. I talked to them about that, but they are so anxious to get to station 4, they guess they don't want to do it.
Well, how about it, Gene? A little real time.
I think we got you right here.
I think we got it. 0945.1. You got your picture?
Yeah.
Okay. That's good enough.
Gabby?
We'll get the sample. Okay. Anyway. 0945.1.
Copy that.
That's good, Jack.
Sample is in 42 Yankee.
Copy that.
And we are rolling, and give me a bearing and a range to station 4.
Roger, it'll be bearing of 100 and a range of 4.6.
Okay. We're now at 5.0, 94 and 50. LMB train count is 25. Was that 100, 4.6?
Roger, Gene.
There aren't very many rocks that just sit on the surface. All of them seem to be slightly buried to moderately buried. That one looked like it might be vesicular. There's a trench, linear set of craters. Dave, we got a little detour. Okay,
is 101.
Yep, 100.6, so detour, just get down this slope. I don't see Shorty, though, do you?
Wait a minute, is that it? Is that it out there, straight ahead?
Let me get down this slope.
Dark out there, I think that's it.
The dark, it might be right over there to the left a little bit.
Your left, yeah.
Yeah, right over there. I think I can cut it right across there. That's going to be about the right place.
Seems a little far from here, but maybe not. Oh, I forgot to take pictures again. Trying to shade my eyes. That's dark, certainly is spectacular going up there by Hanover.
It just rolls over the side, doesn't it?
Yeah. I don't know what else we can say about it, though. Okay, we're getting a good view of the North Pacific. And the cross-hatched lineaments that Gene has talked about are over there also. They seem to be a set that plunge about 30 degrees to the east, and another set that plunge about the same to the west. Plus the boulder tracks, which we see occasionally over there. And there are areas, boulder fields up on the Massif itself, such as we saw on the South Massif. As a matter of fact, it looks like there's one just above where we may, where Station 6 may be. Straight ahead of us there, Gino.
Mm-hmm.
But bearing 060 from our present position, which is 098 and 4.8. Deadheading, that the crew comes right in on me. I don't see anything like layering up there, although the upper boundary of those boulder fields on the North Massif, and as a matter of fact on the South Massif,
that's Shorty straight ahead of us, I think.
Yeah.
Yep, that's going to be it.
All tend to have a linear boundary. That's the upper portion of the field. The lower portion is strung out downslope.
That looks like might be Shorty.
Yep. We're at 9099, 4.7, Bob.
Okay. Great. Sounds like you're just about there.
Yeah, I think we got it in front of us.
Okay.
Bob, looking at the sculptured hills, I think Gene's comments the other day about Bear Mountain would apply. There's a small relief or small amplitude hummingness to the surface. It's formed by crosshatch of, let's say the slope I'm looking at is sort of a west-facing slope. So on the other side of Wessex Cliff, it's formed by lineaments going, plunging about 10 degrees to the north and about 10 degrees to the south. And the combination gives them hummocks that are quite distinct.
Well, you know, it's hard to see a blanket here, but that's got to be Shorty right there.
Okay.
Real large.
The one apart, I don't think we'll see a blanket down on either. I think at least we're going to see where the break and slope is for the rim. My goodness.
Oh, look at the boulder sitting on that rim.
It's different. It is darker. Let's go over there. No question.
We're at 101.5.
Copy that.
Okay.
Let us know when you stop and where you're
going to want to park on.
Well, I think we ought to park over here near that big boulder.
Well, I'd get up there. I think I can.
You can swing in, and just park parallel to the... Of course, that'll put them looking back. What? Can you park any direction?
Well, yeah, but 045 gives me a good... Let me... I'll work on it.
Okay.
You get up there slowly. I'll put them on this low saddle here. 045 will give them a good heading.
Shorty is a crater the size of which It's obviously darker rimmed, although the fragment population for most of the blanket does not seem too different than the light metal. But inside, man, are you going to get a picture now?
Oh, yeah.
We can hardly wait.
That's about as far as I want to take it.
Okay. And when you're stopping it off, give me a word and I'll read you up some revised plans to Station 4.
Okay, Bob, we're heading 041. Bearing is 102, distance 5.1 and 4.4 on the range. Amp hours are 9290. 102 and 128 on the batteries. Off scale low on the fronts and off scale low on the rears.
Copy that. And did I understand 4.2 on the range, Gene?
Yes, sir.
Okay, copy that.
I don't know whether you're wrong or we are, but...
Sounds like an interesting crater in any case.
Wait till you see the bottom of it.
Okay.